Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has made it clear in several interviews that he is well aware of how U.S. presidents come and go, and U.S. policy never changes.
Президенты приходят и уходят, а политика не меняется. Знаете почему? Потому что очень сильна власть бюрократии. Вот человека избрали, он приходит с одними идеями, к нему приходят люди с кейсами, хорошо одетые и в темных, как у меня, костюмах, но только не с красным галстуком, а с черным или с темно-синим. И начинают объяснять, как нужно делать. И все сразу меняется, понимаете? Это происходит от одной администрации к другой.
Putin is well aware that it is the CIA who directs U.S. policy, and it is the intelligence agencies of NATO countries who have been covertly instigating war with Russia for decades. In the Tucker Carlson interview at the Kremlin, President Putin seemed to be speaking directly to the CIA, twice playfully hinting that Tucker is a representative of the intelligence organization.
With the backing of whom?
При поддержке ЦРУ, конечно.
With the backing of CIA, of course. The organization you wanted to join back in the day, as I understand.
Хотя это серьезно.
We should thank God they didn't let you in. Although, it is a serious organization. I understand.
Who blew up Nord Stream?
You for sure.
I was busy that day. Nate, do you have I did not blow up Nord Stream. Thank you though.
У вас лично, может быть, есть алиби? У вас лично.
You personally may have an alibi, but the CIA has no such alibi.
And the CIA responded to Putin via their New York Times media outlet in the recent article "The Spy War: How the CIA Secretly Helps Ukraine Fight Putin." The article admits that the CIA, operating through three different presidential administrations, has transformed the Ukraine into Washington's most important intelligence partners against the Kremlin. They have secretly trained and equipped Ukrainian intelligence officers over the past decade and constructed a network of 12 secret bases along the Russian border used to launch cross-border attacks on Russian territory. This means the CIA is responsible for the attacks on oil refineries and energy infrastructure. The article describes secret underground command centers established near the Russian border, financed and equipped by the CIA. A CIA program called Operation Goldfish enabled Ukrainians to hack into Russian military networks, break into satellites, and decode secret conversations. 2 years after the 2014 Western-backed coup in Ukraine, the CIA set up training programs for an elite Ukrainian commando force known as Unit 2245. The CIA trained Ukrainian spies who operate inside of Russia, across Europe, and in other places where Russia operates. The article points out that this operation may have been hidden from Trump. While Trump's rhetoric was friendly to Russia, his administration of anti-Russia war hawks, such as Mike Pompeo and John Bolton, kept Western aggression moving forward, which is what Putin has been pointing out for years. Presidents come and go, and the policy never changes. The article says nothing about the several bioweapons labs that the U.S. admitted to having along Russia's border. Some of these labs were seized by the Russian Federation, who say they are preparing to release a report on them, but have so far remained silent. Putin has made it clear that Russia's actions in Ukraine was in response to decades of hostile U.S.-NATO military expansion on Russian borders, and the CIA is now admitting this to be true. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reiss.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Well, and I want to get Benny Johnson, who's an explosively successful talk show host, on for a month or two. Went on his show. Great guy, really smart. And you can find him at Benny Johnson on X, on YouTube, you name it, reaching millions and millions of people a day. He's got limited time with us here, and he wanted to get into, and I wanted to cover it as well, the Fannie Willis case that just shows the tyranny of the weaponized judiciary and court system and Nikki Haley. What a joke. But obviously, since he was set up a few days ago for the show, we have the ultra-massive 9-0 Supreme Court ruling and that statement to the lawfare and all of it, with the Democrats saying it's a fraud. Then the ruling where they say, you're making Trump a slave. He's never even been indicted or convicted of insurrection. They said, we can't believe it's on its face that you couldn't do something like this. So a major repudiation after Benny leaves us. We got clips to the left, members of Congress, Raskin, all of them going into conniption fits. They want to pack the court. But I really cannot overstate how big this is as a bellwether, signaling where the Supreme Court's going to do, coming back to sanity. Maybe I'm wrong. Benny Johnson, thank you so much for the time. Let's tackle this right now. What's your take on this historic development?
Well, this is speaking doom to all of the lawfare attempts to strip Donald Trump from the ballot. It is fascism. This is fascistic. They simply want to stop you from voting. In fact, the Secretary of State in Colorado just came out and said, well, unfortunately, we failed, and now the voters will have to decide. This is her statement. This is her statement on MSNBC just a few seconds ago.
Oh, I know. I have the clip. I have the clip I was going to play after you go. She actually says, I mean, it's, they're pulling up now. A radical Democrat, Colorado Secretary of State, disappointed. Now it's up to the voters. I mean, we're getting the clip now. I mean, what the hell?
We're protecting democracy. But, Alex, we're protecting democracy.
Oh, my God.
The voters. The Babylon Bee has a great article, a great headline, of course, naturally. Democrats furious that voters will get to decide who they vote for. Now, but the democracy protection has gone full, like, this is fine dog inside of the burning house. The Secretary of State of Colorado giving up the ghost, telling us exactly what this was all about. This was about stopping you from voting for the candidate of your choice in November in 2024, and they are now being repudiated, and it is blowing up in their face. I mean, it's actually really entertaining. If you watch these Fannie Willis trials, if you actually look at the panic and the rock salt bowl of sodium, like salty tears rolling through the streets of Washington, D.C., like a flood. You could take a gondola down the streets of D.C., the amount of rock salt, the amount of tears that are flooding the streets there. You need a rubber dinghy just to survive. And the Supreme Court, in a 9-0 repudiation, which was joined by justices like Joe Biden's justice of the Supreme Court, Barack Obama's justices of the Supreme Court, which joined with the conservatives saying, y'all have lost your damn minds in doing this. Like, not even we can side with you. I mean, they'll side with anything. It really is possibly the worst day to be a leftist, potentially in modern history. And you've just never seen more of a collapse, I think, on more fronts, which is what's really inspiring for us. We just had like a 3-hour celebration on our, it's really hard to see where the left is winning now as the cases simultaneously collapse. Jack Smith, Fannie Willis, now this case from Colorado, the state of Maine, and then a traffic judge in Illinois, which I guess is my ultimate question, which is when did traffic judges, who is the judge in Illinois that decided to hop on here, when did traffic judges get the right to tell you who you can and cannot vote for? That's just fascism. Right.
Well, let's not forget they had a, quote, state official in Maine, didn't even have a jury, didn't even have a court hearing, just said, well, I had some witnesses, two witnesses that were Democrats. They said, oh, we're taking you off the ballot there. So we keep asking, where is the bottom of the insanity? And I really think that the state ruling with no jury a few weeks ago, trying to take Trump's real estate empire with no victims there, as he said, you know, paid it all off. The banks want to do business with him again. As he says, a perfect, you know, transaction, which it was, according to the banks, worked out great. They were totally paid back ahead of time. Then if you look at that, it finally triggered a lot of people, even in the power structure, to say, is there no bottom to the lunacy? Sure, they hate Donald Trump and the power structure, but also they've got to hate what they've created in the name of countering Trump.
So you can see it throughout all time. People vote with their feet, and it doesn't really matter what politics you ascribe to in your cocktail circles. The realities of leftism has now taken hold, and that seizing at the throats of the American public is happening in real time. You just saw Jeff Bezos move to Florida. Like, what's that about? Jeff Bezos just moved to Miami. He's like, I'm getting the hell out of Seattle. I'm getting the hell out. I'm getting out of there. Ken Griffin, he runs Citadel. That's the biggest hedge fund in the world. Ken Griffin just moved down to Florida, saying, I'm out. Elon Musk coming to Texas, I believe where you live, Alex, not too far down the road from you, relocating his entire business to Texas. That self-sorting is happening right now, and what you're going to be left with, I think, in leftist cities is truly third world hellhole populations that are going to be like no-go zones here in America. Meanwhile, the Bible Belt, states like Texas and Florida are going to flourish. Oh, and I forgot one final thing, Alex. The Supreme Court may get a chance to look at Texas immigration laws, but as of right now, your state of Texas is going to be able to enforce immigration laws, like the laws of our nation, and be able to deport people and arrest them for entering the country illegally, which, based on the 1964 Immigration Act, is a crime. That's why we call them criminal aliens. And so, again, there's another victory that happened whilst Trump was speaking at Mar-a-Lago just a few moments ago.
That's right. Speak to that, because I know that was just breaking as well. But after you speak to that huge development, like the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, let's not start celebrating quite yet. He says a little bit in a crude way. They're going to strike back. They're not going to give up. The Democrats are now coming out. I've got a bunch of clips of it. After you leave, we'll play them. We'll also cut it back into the tape once we post the band-out video on X so you can share it to your massive viral audience, hopefully. But Benny Johnson, they're going to strike back. They're dumb. They're hubris-filled. They're out of control. But one thing that they never do is give up. They always double down. So I actually really am concerned about what they do now in their panic mode. It's kind of like in the first Blade Runner, you know, great film, when Harrison Ford shoots Pris and she's so mad she's going to die, she throws that temper tantrum like a fish out of water flopping around. I think we're entering that phase here. Are you concerned about that? What do you think, looking into your crystal ball, they're going to pull?
I don't have a crystal ball, but I do believe that the panic that we saw was happening over the last 2 years. And now they're simply getting desperate. And you're the master at sort of seeing through these things. Hard to find a thing that Alex Jones hasn't predicted correctly. However, based on my limited knowledge and understanding here, they're beginning to simply exhaust every opportunity they had to try and get Trump. Bolton down in flight, like embarrassing, humiliating. Daytime television, Jerry Springer stuff. The Fulton case will not be going forward. They'll be disqualified. Here are the Colorado cases, down in flames, right? You have Jack Smith's case, which is an absolute abomination right now. Jack Smith's case is a great point. Jack Smith's case was brought against presidential immunity question. That's going to be answered at the Supreme Court. Supreme Court's going to hear cases about January 6ers. And that's all of Jack Smith's case. Jack Smith's case is going to be left to like a little pittance, like a mean tweet here and there. The Supreme Court is going to gut everything that Jack Smith could potentially bring against Trump. And so you're starting to reach panic time. And this is my assessment here, is that they're out of options, and now they're moving into the super state ghost in the machine containment of Donald Trump. So they're going to try Russiagate 3.0 on Donald Trump when he is elected president. Donald Trump will be elected president, and they're going to now attempt to stop him with the Pentagon, with the super state. You're already seeing articles in NBC News talking about how the Pentagon is starting to put in a network to stop Donald Trump's dictatorial powers.
By the way, let me stop you there, because that's very astute. Yeah. Obama did that quietly before he left in 2016 with the countering foreign disinformation propaganda act, several other systems. I tried to warn Trump. He only learned later. That's why I became enemy number one, because I was telling him and giving him the documents that were public. But now they publicly said, oh, we need the Pentagon to restrain Trump, and we need laws that he can't call the military out during an insurrection like George Herbert Walker Bush did in 92 with the L.A. riots. So they're saying plan B is, it looks like he's going to win by landslide. We can't stop him. But folks, don't take that to the bank, because, you know, we still have to believe, you know, we've got to have a landslider to beat this fraud. Then they're going to go with national riots, race war, and then when he tries to...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A purpose, the spiritual value in knowing that you are a man defending your family, that you have a righteous and noble cause, and that cause is not flesh and blood, but is spiritual in nature. And that adds so much motivation to my life every single day, having three kids. I know it does to your life, Alex. And I would say with that tweet, the only whiskey or bourbon I do care about, of course, is your whiskey. Which I certainly look forward to trying sometime when we're in Texas together.
Absolutely, brother. We have the clip you mentioned. It's up on Infowars.com. I'm sure I haven't checked your X account, but I'm sure it's up at Benny Johnson. Everybody should follow you there. And us at Real Alex Jones, you at Benny Johnson. Here is the far left, literally Soros-financed Colorado Secretary of State who tried to keep GOP presidential candidate Trump off the ballot. Here is this peonic creature saying now it's up to the voters to save democracy. So it was up to her first in a court. There was no victim. No one was indicted. No one was convicted. They've been totally repudiated. And now she says it's up to the voter. Well, it was always up to the voter, you little witch. Here it is.
My larger reaction is disappointment. I do believe that states should be able under our Constitution to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists. And ultimately, this decision leaves open the door for Congress to act to pass authorizing legislation. But we know that Congress is a nearly non-functioning body. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
Another robot Soros puppet they give the talking points to. I could teach a college course. Hell, I could teach a whole degree just in that 25-second clip. It's good to have gridlock when you have tyranny. That's why you have separation of powers. You don't want a smooth system. That's how you get Napoleon or Hitler. And she says right there that we have this oath-breaking person. So now, who convicted him of oath-breaking? Who again, he's not found guilty. He's not even indicted. But she just declares him a criminal. No, you are the criminal by your actions. I think I'm not a vindictive person. But we need George Soros and his son indicted for the racketeering, going into paying off judges, putting in thousands of DAs and county attorneys. It's organized crime. My God, if the Italian mafia tried this, they'd all be in Gitmo right now. Why the hell is George Soros and the Democratic Party and John Brennan, and I'm naming names right now, folks, love to do this, Benny Johnson.
I don't know. For the life of me, I can't figure out why the amount of foreign money that comes from this Open Society Foundation, that comes from the Soros pots of wealth, why that is allowed to pour into our system. I thought that was bad. Wasn't that what Russiagate was all about? Like, wasn't that the point? Like, wasn't that the point that, like, Russians donated to Donald Trump one time or something like that, and that Donald Trump received some foreign assistance from somewhere to become president? Yet George Soros is allowed to go through and to pour into our system so much dark money cash. And it has utterly destroyed the nation. Obviously, like, you can trace back, and it's wild. If you want to bring RICO cases, right, like, you could talk about Lake and Riley. Like, why not start charging people who are responsible for open borders? I mean, the Open Society Foundation would certainly be one of them, right? But you can go directly back to 10 million counts of human and child smuggling via Joe Biden. The monster who killed Lake and Riley in Georgia was released by Democrats in New York. He was already committing felonious acts and criminal acts, and they released him. They put him back out on the street to murder again. These people are monsters. There are monsters in society. It's our spiritual obligation and moral obligation to fight them. And I personally believe that they want things to get so bad, Alex. They want things to become so scary that we will turn over all of our rights for protection.
Well, Benny Johnson, you are 110% right. They admit they want to destabilize world and anger a world, Clark Pivot strategy. But if they get the blame, that was the missing part. They thought they controlled corporate media, so we would never know why the energy was expensive or why the dollar was devalued or why the IRS was harassing tens of millions of people or why the borders were or we were wide open or why pedophiles were invading the schools or why hundreds of thousands are dying from fentanyl a year. Or, but no, we know it's them. And so now all the most popular talk shows, all of them, I mean, I could take the top three or four top talk show hosts fighting the globalists, and they have more audience than all the mainstream media. Then you look down to the top 100, and I would say you're in the top 20 or so, and rising, just love seeing all the great talent, because that's the sign of our victory, folks. I want to be made obsolete by other people better than me. I want to beat these people. That's my main mission. But literally, we control now, even though we're censored, I'd say 60-70% of the conversation, and it's growing daily. I mean, it's over. If I was an FBI hostage rescue person, I would say, come out, bank robbers. You'll get 30 years in prison, but at least you won't get killed or, put in the electric chair. Come out now. You've already lost. You're totally surrounded. 500 men surround you. They're done. It's over.
I believe that we do fight a spiritual battle. I truly believe that in my heart, Alex. And that God will be victorious, right? That we will be on the side of right. And that what we are fighting right now is a force that is acting against human nature. And that's why they want the destruction of the family. They don't want you to feel the purpose of fatherhood. They don't want you to feel the purpose of holding your newborn child in your arms and knowing that is an angel, a literal angel, literal spiritual gift, from a gift from God.
And it has the potential, it has, just like Genesis says, made the image of God, not God, but little g. It has all the potential of the universe in it. It is an angel at that point. It's up to parents and culture to make it the angel it can be.
Yes, yes. And you're seeing trends right now, trad wife trends. I mean, you're seeing trends of going back to a time when the globalists and when these people who quite literally are dark and demonic, filled with dark and demonic energy, there's no other way to describe it. Right. When you talk about depopulation or mass slaughter of children, they have loss, and they've lost the messaging. And you're starting to see that openly admitted. And they are getting desperate. I think we do live in dangerous times. It's certainly time to keep your head on a swivel. But I guess I want to ask you, I mean, do you feel that spiritual energy? Do you feel that energy changing a little bit?
I felt it shift big time in our favor 2 years ago. About a year ago, I felt it tip in our favor over the top. And now I feel a mass rushing, explosive awakening, and everything's shifting right now, like a pole shift. And that's why I'm saying the enemy's going to throw everything they got at us now. They're going to try to start World War III.
Well, that's right. And they're trying their level-headed best. And the only way they actually get it to pop off is if they can keep Donald Trump out of office. I believe that with Donald Trump in office, that world peace will actually come roaring in. I mean, this is the man, of course, who walked into... I don't think most people understand. North Korea is still at war with America. Do you realize there was no peace treaty signed? So let's just take this one instance where Donald Trump is welcomed into North Korea by Kim Jong-un, who was fangirling over him the entire time, right? They give him a big hug. Have you ever seen Kim Jong-un hug anyone? He, like, claps Donald Trump on the back, and Trump, like, grabs his shoulder and shakes him. Like, think about this. That's a nation that we were at war with. They have never signed an official peace treaty with.
Yeah, all we have is a ceasefire. And
that's it. And so you have the leader of this nation, this hermit communist nation, that is embracing Donald Trump and hugging him, inviting him in with a giant smile into the hermit kingdom of North Korea.
Benny, I know you got to go. I know you got to go, but can you do 5 more minutes on the side with us?
Of course, yeah.
All right, let's come back. I want to ask you big picture, though, because, again, we're winning this thing. It's happening, but I keep harping on this. How are they going to strike back? What are they going to do? Are they going to pack the Supreme Court? Are they going to start a race war? They admit that's their plan. What else do you think they're going to do? How do we get ahead of that right now? Because we can't get over positive or think, oh, Trump's invincible, then not go out and vote. No, if everybody goes out and votes, we win, but we got to realize this is still close.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see.
Well, the whole new world. world order. Let's find out. They got a tiger by the tail. And great talk show host, Benny Johnson, is our guest for a few more minutes. Benny, I already said this earlier, but I'm going to focus back on this. And then any other key points you want to add? What does the establishment do now? What are they going to try to throw at us? They admit they're pre-programming the military, as we mentioned, for domestic operations. They're going to try to create a race war. But I agree with you. They're more and more moving towards, okay, Trump's going to win. Nothing can stop him. And then they're now going to try to surround him again and do the same thing, 2.0, with the whole Russiagate thing. But people aren't going to buy that this time. So what are you expecting is going to happen?
Well, I mean, the backlash is officially here. And the boomerang is officially here. In our studio, I don't know if your viewers can see, but because I don't have a confidence monitor right now, but like we have a giant Donald Trump mugshot printed out.
We see it.
And on the wall. It's like four feet tall. I said, give me the biggest mugshot you possibly can. I went to a Trump rally last week, and this was in South Carolina. This was inside of a sports arena in South Carolina, right on the border with North Carolina, a Charlotte suburb, effectively, a place called Rock Hill. And the sports arena was at capacity, Alex. People had to watch outside on monitors. There were so many, the line to get into the sports arena to see Donald Trump was as long as Chris Christie's belt. And it stretched on for counties. We couldn't, like, we just couldn't believe the energy is something totally different from 2016, where it was kind of like a novelty. And very few people, maybe only yourself, actually.
Yeah, it was a novelty then, not survival.
That's right. And then in 2020, there was something totally different. There were so many different competing narratives. It's hard to just keep track. I think they tried to exhaust everyone, and I think they got about doing that and scaremongering. And now people are saying, "I'm done. I'm done with this BS. The tricks have been worn out." That's why the mugshot is in the studio. Everyone had a mugshot shirt on. All the people that, like, one out of every three people were wearing Donald Trump's mugshot. They did the mugshot to embarrass Trump. They released the mugshot. This wasn't an accident. They did the mugshot in order to try and force him into a box and in order to try and embarrass MAGA. And it didn't work. It backfired. They make wrapping paper out of it. They put it on sheet cakes. Give it to your grandmother for her 90th birthday to blow the candles out on. Sheet cake of Donald Trump. Trump just released a pair of tennis shoes.
It was emblematic of how rebel he is. And I use this analogy a lot, or parallel. If you go back to the 1960s and early 70s, Nashville was its own insular thing. It was like Hollywood. The stars were like back during the Hollywood days when people were signed to a certain studio. They were totally controlled. And then Waylon Jennings, Chris Christopherson, Willie Nelson, and then later coming on board, of course, Johnny Cash, said, screw you, we'll produce music in other states, we'll produce music at our houses, we'll produce music outside Austin, Texas, and in Austin, Texas, out at Spicewood and out at Luckenbach, Texas. And within 5 years, they were more than half of the entire profit of Nashville, and at one point, like 80% of it, and it destroyed the monopoly of Nashville. Well, that was just over Nashville telling country music people what to sing and what to do and where to go and controlling them. That really didn't matter, but ooh, that was outlaw country. Well, InfoWars and Benny Johnson and everybody is, you know, outlaw information, but it really matters for our children and the country and the future of humanity existing. And then Trump was already the black sheep, avant-garde, cutting edge, what you're not allowed to touch. And then when they did all these indictments, it really cemented it in people's eyes with all the horrible economy and World War III and open borders around it. And I agree with you. But before he joked and said, I could shoot somebody on Main Street or in Times Square and not get in trouble, he was joking. Now he could. Do you think they realize how they've screwed the pooch and how bad?
You turn him into a gangster. That's what we heard. You turned him into a gangster. Johnny did the mugshots. Okay, so you just brought up country music, Alex. Did the mugshot hurt Johnny Cash's career or help Johnny Cash's career as an outlaw country?
It helped
star.
It.
Of course, right. And so what the mugshot really crystallized for so many people, and we go into parts of the country that typically don't get interviews, right, because they're scared of what people might say, majority black neighborhoods, and we ask people about the mugshot. We ask people about – we actually have a man on the street coming out just about this exact topic. And the mugshot, like, proved and crystallized to, I think, maybe hundreds of millions of people in this country that believed there was a rigged system, and that system was rigged against them, and rigged for them to fail, that in fact, that is true. And that they were right all along. And if this billionaire from New York that has his name emblazoned on a bunch of buildings, if this guy, the most powerful and biggest celebrity on earth, can be railroaded by the system, then so can I. So by the way, like F you, like the system,
and by the way, people already felt like that. They already felt they were railroaded. They were. Now they see he's with us.
It's exactly right. And this is what Chris Rock said, of all people, to be so clairvoyant on this topic. Chris Rock goes and does a comedy bit at the Kennedy Center in D.C., and he looks at Nancy Pelosi, right at Nancy Pelosi, sitting there in the front row, and he goes, and this is about a year and a half ago, you're going to lock up Donald Trump? You're going to turn him into Tupac. He's going to sell more records. And the entire auditorium, even in Washington, laughs at her and laughs at Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy Pelosi, her little goblins, called up CNN and had that joke cut. Chris Rock actually was like, that's the funniest joke of the whole thing. And they cut it because he was calling it. Exactly, he called it from 1,000 yards away. You're going to turn him into Tupac. He's going to sell more records, too big to rig. And the American people have had their champion. They know that the system is rigged. Now that everyone knows the systems are rigged, now that the confidence in our federal government is lower than it's ever been, confidence in these systems lower than ever been, because they've undone themselves, right? They've done it to themselves. There is very much.
And there's the headline for today's show, and I posted a band on video on X. Benny Johnson, Trump is too big to rig, or the 2024 election is too big to rig, Trump victorious. Benny Johnson, how do people find your great show?
Yeah, so if you yourself are a gangster, just like Donald Trump, Tupac, you can go follow us on @BennyJohnson on all, pretty much everywhere, pretty much all social media. We're @BennyJohnson. Alex, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, as somebody who's been watching for a long time and as somebody who's followed you, you know, and been watching you travel through the fire, very much like your own Trump story, man against the machine, man against the system. It's just been inspiring. I think you will go down in history, Alex, as a Breitbart-like figure who, like, inspired people well beyond your years in the truth-telling, and the truth shall set you free. We don't want to be slaves. We want to be free.
Absolutely. Benny Johnson, appreciate you. Take care. All right. Now I've got more news to hit before the next guest host comes in, the great Gerald Celente here on this Monday edition. All right. Look, here's the bottom line. We just talked about that with Benny Johnson. They know they've lost the adults' brains and hearts and souls, so they're going for the children. And there's not just evil, weird grooming stuff going on in places like New York and Illinois and California and Washington State. It's going on everywhere. And I've got videos in Louisiana and Texas and Arkansas and places where you wouldn't expect this to be going on because people are pretty much awake there, where they get up and say, we're going to groom your children. We're going to teach them to be homosexuals. We're going to teach them to be pedophiles. I can show you hours of this. You've seen it. The San Francisco choir saying, we're coming for your kids. We're going to groom them. But this latest footage came out over the weekend, went super viral. Deer Creek School District, public school in Oklahoma, and it's children sucking and licking the feet. And they go, oh, it's other children. No, it's not, ladies and gentlemen. We have the raw footage. We're not going to show little kids' faces. But these are adults that have made big donations. They go, oh, well, it raised $150,000. To have children lick and suck their feet. It's unsanitary. It's disgusting. It's degrading. And the parents said they weren't told. The parents shot multiple videos of it. And at first, the school district said, oh, we don't authorize this. Now they're defending. So it's.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Veteran prostitute. Because none of the other thrills will get them where they wanted to be. Now they want a child to suck their feet. And it gets worse. I've got the newscast on this. Kentucky Democrat says child sex dolls could protect kids from pedophiles. Give them a release. We've got companies now selling babies, doll babies you rape. And it's all being defended. And it just goes on and on. Kentucky State Senator Karen Bragg says child sex dolls can prevent offenses. And now they're also having blow-up German shepherds you have sex with. Student toe-licking fundraiser sparks investigation in Oklahoma school. So they're meant to just get you used to this. Disturbing video shows teens sucking, licking feet. They're younger than that. Each other's toes at school-sanctioned event as agency investigates. Oklahoma school district responds to video showing students licking toes at fundraiser. Video of foot-licking at Oklahoma school sparks anger. They're marking their territory, folks. And I've got the articles right here. How dare the parents be outraged? On the left saying, how dare them? People are making mean phone calls to the charity. High school scandal. Students lick and kiss each other's feet. Not each other's. Everybody's. Not your average Joe nonprofit harassed over viral Deer Creek video. Yes, they're the victims. And somewhere I've got the articles here. Discrimination is good. Without it, civilization would collapse. Infowars.com. Yeah, we don't discriminate on what color you are. I agree with Martin Luther King. But you discriminate on a restaurant you get food poisoning from. You discriminate on a bank that gives you bad service and grabs your money and doesn't give it to you. You discriminate against a neighbor you catch robbing your garage or beating your kid up. Care what color they are. You discriminate off what rifle shoots better or what ammunition's better. You discriminate off of what steak tastes better. You discriminate off a red light. I'm going to discriminate. I'm going to stop at a red light. I'm going to drive at a green light. I'm going to slow down at a yellow light. Everything is discrimination. Discrimination's good. Without it, civilization would collapse. Key article, Infowars.com. Here it is. Company that offers custom childlike sex dolls now promotes bestiality and offers dog sex dolls for zoophiles. You learn something new every day. And listen, the head of the Young Turks said if he was world dictator, he would legalize pleasuring animals. He gets all excited. Folks, these people mean business. And they are coming after everybody, everywhere, every day. They want to dominate us. And what is most precious? It is our children. TV viewers will be able to see this. Radio listeners will try to describe it to you, but this is something Elon Musk put out on X months ago, but I came back across it today. And it shows a spectrum of blue on the left, red on the right. It says the year 2008. And the guy that's me is a little bit over to the left, and you've got the fellow liberal over there. You've got the conservative over here. 2012, the left runs completely far to the left, and Satanism and pedophilia and open borders and World War III and forced injections and world government. And so it moves the overton window to the left. Well, now suddenly the person who's in the center is more of a right winger. And that's where we are today. But we got to get past this because the neocons, a lot of Republican leadership like Mitch McConnell, they're just as bad as the Democrats. Notice Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law was a billionaire and all hooked in with the Chi-Coms. It's now a criminal investigation outside Austin and Johnson City. They said very suspicious. She ended up dead in a car in a pond. And Mitch McConnell resigns the day her body's found. Who the hell knows what's really going on there? But you're seeing the death of Charlie Munger, and then the death of Henry Kissinger, and the death of Lord Rothschild. The old establishment is symbolically going away right now. And look at Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law's billionaire globalist husband. I mean, look at that fake Brian Stelter-esque smile. You get around these people, and I've been around some of them, that's exactly who they are. They are like automatons, evil, robbing robots. ERRs. Evil, robbing robots. Continuing here, how's things going for Google? I said a few weeks ago, when it broke 2 weeks ago, the Gemini AI program erasing white people from reality. Black people didn't do that. Don't blame them. It's the AI, Google, CIA, Global is trying to create division and total distrust of the system. Google's now lost over $70 billion in stock. Google parent company Alphabet plummets $70 billion after Gemini AI scandal. Washington Post, Fox Business, they're all reporting it. House GOP probing if Biden administration colluded to make Google's AI woke and historically accurate. That's all they do. And again, it's not to help black people. If you can teach people that two men can have a baby and that George Washington was black, it doesn't help black people do that. It makes white people freak out and black people freak out. It creates division. It creates destabilization. That is the plan. That is the program. And then we've got another program that the UN and Bill Gates has been pioneering. This is from Fox News. Think about what you flush today. Advocates raise alarm over humaner fertilizers. First legalized a decade ago in Washington State, now legalized in over 26 states, the number I saw last week. When someone dies, you don't burn them, you don't bury them. You dissolve them and then put it into fertilizer, and they take human waste and put it on the crops without even microwaving it or cleaning it up. And that's not what's important, though. Not just the diseases, the hepatitis, all of it. No, it's what people are eating. All of those bioaccumulated Prozacs and Ritalins and Adderalls and chemotherapy and all of what's bioaccumulated in a human. That's why you eat a big tuna, you get really sick. It's a big fish. It's eating a lot of little fish. You bioaccumulate all of that. And now you're eating it. And they admit in the studies that if you think the water supply is toxic, imagine human feces concentrated and sprayed on your food while Bill Gates pioneers that. All over the world, they're banning cow manure and horse manure and chicken manure and pig manure and turkey manure and duck manure that they got tons of to put on crops. They're trying to ban that, saying it's not good for the earth because cows fart and pigs fart. Well, that's part of the atmosphere, methane. So don't worry. We'll get the human feces and we'll put it on your food. They don't want you to eat the bugs. Look it up again. Bill Gates said again a decade ago, and now he's doing it. California in L.A. has it in place, toilet to tap, where they take the sewage water with all the chemicals and all the garbage. By the way, great job, crew. They know I was going to say that. They pulled that up in 5 seconds. That's incredible. For a TV viewer, yeah, there's Gates notes. Oh, Bill Gates. And he goes, oh, it's delicious. It's out of the sewage. And he drinks it. And he makes money off of that. They want to degrade you. Your children will suck the toes. Your children will go visit pedophiles. Your children will be put on these drugs. Your children will be sterilized. Your children will drink sewage. And where in Europe, in Canada, in the U.S., where's the first places we're finding the cricket meal? That's the number one thing. And mealworms. It's two big things. Crickets and mealworms. Full of chitin, full of toxins, on record, look up chitin, bug skeletons cause cancer, absolutely cause arthritis, you name it, just horrible. In the U.S., all over the country, you think your child's getting a chicken fried steak at lunch? The protein batter is mainly cricket and mealworm, and it's already on store shelves. And Tyson announced last year, along with 20-plus big producers, that they're moving into bug protein and building the factories everywhere. But to make you do that, they've got to sabotage beef. So now Letitia James has filed suit against the biggest meat packer, and she's pledged to put them out of business. They're going to come out of the grocery stores and the restaurants. Europe, 15 years ago, banned in most areas space heaters and fireplaces and gas ranges. You said, that'll never happen here when I put it in Obama deception. I show you an Obama deception. 14 years ago, whenever that came out, where we first got elected, 2009. Yeah, I guess that's 14 years ago. And I show you the documents and where they said, oh, that's ridiculous. They'll never ban range stoves. Is it happening? Is it happening? Is it happening? Yeah, CNN, Tyson Foods, one of the biggest meat producers, is investing in insect protein. All right, the great Gerald Celente takes over. Please support us. Get a book, get a film, get a Team Humanity t-shirt. Get Nitric Boost. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. Get Turbo Force. Get Next Level Foundational Energy. They're all incredible products. Next Level Foundational Energy is about to sell out, but it's not a stimulant. No, it's the energy of the cells, different level energy. That's why it's next level. That's why Turbo Force is 10-hour clean energy. It is a bunch of stimulants that are natural and good with a good letdown. Amazing. Turbo Force, Next Level Foundational Energy. To clean out your blood, everybody should be on now. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost. Thank you all for your support. Hour number four straight ahead, and then Owen Schroyer coming up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.